This is Life News Radio. I'm Jim Anderson. The Senate Judiciary confirmation vote on Judge Brett Kavanaugh has been put off 1 week. Abortion-friendly senators are hoping something bad will happen to the judge. One scenario could take us all back to high school drama and gossip. A senator claims to have an anonymous letter from a person who says they heard from another person that back in high school, Brett Kavanaugh did or said something to that other girl. Grasping at straws, the letter has been referred to the FBI. Britain will not shut down vigils outside abortion clinics there, examining allegations of violence and mayhem. Home Secretary Sajid Javid rejected proposed buffer zones, saying that allegations against vigil keepers did not stand up to examination. This is Life News Radio. Here is a riddle for you. What is the one failure that comes before every elective abortion? It is a failure on the part of two people, a man and a woman, to understand their true vocation. Their true calling by God as to how they should use their entire life for Him and for others. So pray for an end to abortion, but pray also that human souls would find their true and holy vocation. Three sets of statistics paint a picture of opinions about abortion and the law. One shows statistical support for Roe v. Wade. That is where the good news ends for abortion advocates. A second poll shows only 40% of Americans know that Roe is about abortion. And a third poll shows that most people oppose most abortion, and that large numbers of even abortion advocates support greater restrictions on abortion. For pro-life headlines delivered to your email address daily, sign up at lifenews.com. This has been Life News Radio.